Hashelav Yehuda. So we learned that they approached, and Yehuda approached Yosef, right? In Pshat. But in Chassidus, Milashen Hoda'a, it's a language of thankfulness. V'hu Kol Ish Yisrael, and that's every Jew. What does that mean? Shamati, hearing from his Rebbe, Shenikru Yudim Hashem Shemodim Lashem Yitbaracha Kol Davar Katan V'Gadol. Why are we called Jews? Because we say thank you to Hashem for every little thing. Every little thing that happens to us, we say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch. Yes? So what's the Rebbe saying? If you want to vayigash alav, you want to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's alav, like by Avram, by Yera alav, when you want to approach, not Yosef, but you want to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Hasidic drush way of looking at it, Yehuda, is through gratitude. The way to feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by being grateful. Whether in good times or bad times, the main pathway we have to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through gratitude. So, Yigash Alav, Yehuda. Get it? Through Yehuda, through gratitude, that's the way to get to close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Sfas Emes. Pretty cool, no? What a pshat. Okay. V'alidezeh yechodin negesh. Through gratitude, through switching our brain to see what's good in life, we can approach Hashem. That's always our advice. Sarva, stars panim l'chol Yisrael, especially during painful times, the best advice is to always say thank you to Hashem. Dafka when things are hard. When things are good, it's sweet to say thank you. When things are bad, that's the time that Hashem gives you the zechut to say thank you. Yesterday, Baruch Hashem, I had one opportunity. One thing annoying happened. I was planning my whole day about hopping a 12 o'clock mincha at the a 12:05 mincha, but they moved mincha earlier to 12. So I had to it was 12:06 I get there, and I'm like, shoot, I have to switch my entire day and go to mincha by the shuk, catch the 12:30 mincha, and then I had to take a different bus and change everything. And I was like, argh. And then as I experienced that, I'm like, wait, I have an opportunity to say thank you, because it's really annoying. So I said, thank you, Hashem, even though it's really annoying, thank you. And I hope that was good. Hashem was happy with that. So that's every day, Be'ezrat Hashem, today, something bad will happen. Hopefully it won't be all good. Have one bad thing happen. And you remember this. And you remember, the Sfas Emes says, and we're grateful, dafka, during the hidden times, that's the time to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My laptop, Baruch Hashem, was fixed. I don't get to say thank you during a hard time. I can say thank you to Hashem for the brokenness coming good. So even on good things, I could also say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
You didn't drop it out, right?
No. Okay. Haita, one more advice. You have to realize that gam, and I'll say, afdafka, from the hidden places, there's a vitality, the chios of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the vitality of Hashem, is in that hidden place. And when I say thank you, dafka, when that hard thing happens, I mivarer, I raise up the holy sparks of that situation. And that's when I approached Hashem. In Hasidic jargon, Yosef represents the inner spark, because Yosef never lost his spark with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. As you wrote in a different place. And Yehuda was feeling very much in pain. He was in a very constricted place. Imagine how he felt as his brother just told him, Yosef just told him that Binyamin is going to, lose everything. He's going to lose his Olam Haba. Everything's going wrong. He's in this place of total constriction. And he had to go to the inner core of the matter. He had to look inside of himself, go inside of his soul. He realized, I have to accept Hashem's will with joy. And by recognizing that this is from Hashem, I actually reveal the Pnimius. In other words, when I realize that we're all being videotaped and all the challenges that are in my life are really just an actor being sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a lot easier to overcome the challenge. And imagine for a second that, you're sitting in your office and someone spills coffee and it goes right over your new iPhone. So situation A is, will you get angry or not? But situation B is, earlier that morning, someone told you that you're being videotaped and it's an actor, and if you pass this test, you will get $5 million. How easy is that test now to not get angry? You know it's all a setup. It's all an act. And you'll buy plenty of new phones. So too, all of life is a big act. All the challenges that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends for us is really a big act in order so that we can say thank you to Hashem and act in the right way. Once we realize that it's all a big act and it's all the Truman Show, all of life is the Truman Show, right? So then we can overcome the test. Okay? And then, then all of the things on the external, Egyptians on the outside leave the room, the chitzonius leave the room, and we're able to tap into our pnimius, to our inner connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you realize that it's all a test from Kadosh Baruch Hu, all the external thoughts in our head, the challenges, run away. On Shabbos, we became one because of the chitzonius run away. And that's the idea of now my master. Now I see the Adoni, the Yudke Vavke in the Yehuda. I'm going to use a little Kabbalistic here, but the point is, when I see that it's all from Kadosh Baruch Hu, the chitzonius go away and I'm able to be one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and my thoughts are clear. So that all happens once I realize that it's all from Kadosh Baruch Hu and we tap into our pnimius. Okay, one last Torah, maybe two. Adam says, "Inya ne olam azay mitachav etzali adash gam b'olam azay yesh chiyuto b'izbarachu." But patelu asher shalai today you chalit nasel kan yerleil. So Yehuda was is a language not just of gratitude of being modeh, which means admitting, which is a language of bittul. When I have my desire for external, physical, egoistic pleasures, and instead of getting into that, I push away my ruts and I say, "What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want me to do?" So that moment, so then all the challenges run away and I'm able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yehuda, V'yigash Elav Yehuda, is not just a language of gratitude, it's also a language of bittul, of toveling in the mikvah of consciousness, of recognizing that it's all a test and I just need to mitbatel my ratzon for the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yosef nizir echar, shemuvir shal meshein brach l'mal, me'ateva v'zeh b'kotzashu gamar v'leet kol dever. Ah, I'm sorry. Vize Yehuda ulimtzor era ke gam betocha star ade emuna. And that's also the ending of Yehuda that we talked about yesterday with Rav Shlomo. That Yehuda represents the ending of being faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'choyresh when things are challenging. When you don't see the blessing at the end of the day by sowing, you're still faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to Yosef represents when everything's good. The Mashiach ben Yosef, and you see the blessing in your life. But Yehuda is actually the one that's going to bring the Mashiach. We bring the Mashiach into our life by being grateful dafka during the challenging times. Dafka, by remembering the Yosef times and everything was blessingful, so that gives us the koach to thank Hashem even during the Yehuda lives, times, the choresh, when everything goes wrong, when your children die and you sleep with a prostitute and you sell your brother down the road and now you're going to lose your Olam Haba and you still are connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu and you don't lose your faith that it's all for the best, like we were just talking about with the Baal Zer Chassid, yeah. Right? And you realize, Anochi Eredim Chamitraima, I am a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's dafka going down during the low times. Then you mechaber Yosef and Yehuda, and you bring Geula to the world. By being mitbatal ourselves to our roots, to our soul, to our inner core, we bring redemption to the world. That's right. Before you dive into Shemoneh Esrei, we have to bow. We have to connect Geula to Tefillah. And when we nullify our ruts into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we bring the redemption, our personal redemption, our national redemption. And truth is, that's everything in life. And when you realize that's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are redeemed. That is inner redemption. And finally, Yehuda teaches us that even when, I'll read in his own words, finally, the Tzvas Emes teaches us that even when I realize that I am the cause of my problems, it's one thing when I'm a tzaddik and I feel like, Hashem, why is this happening? Another thing, when I myself realize, Bechinas Yehuda, that I caused the issues, I sold my brother down the well, and still you call out to Hashem and you realize that Hashem will still help you, even though I messed up. If you ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu, He will still help you. And that's another teaching of Yehuda, Afil cherev, even if there's a knife by your head, like Chizkiyahu, the descendant of David, the descendant of Yehuda, realizes, even if he himself is the cause of the problems, it's still time to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Bekitzer, the Sfas Emes is teaching us, is that every single word in Torah is so deep. We need to nullify our will to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We need to be grateful every day. We need to keep davening even when we make mistakes, and we need to be faithful and loyal to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to Afka, during those times when there's hiddenness, and through that we'll bring Geula on and Mashiach today.